Good morning. I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me in studio this morning is Tom Riley. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Richard.
The Festival of Lights in Dryden, Christmas Eve, always a wonderful sight at the cemetery. And well, last year, Tom, the weather was so mild, but you were still able to produce some of the ice candles.
Yeah, that was not a typical winter for sure, Christmas for sure. But production has started this year. We're optimistic. It's cold enough. We're making candles. We're pretty excited.
Now, when you say we are making candles, who else is doing this?
David Rain has been the father of this probably well over 20 years, and I've been involved with David for a few years, and also I think his brother Russ is making some, and Mr. Larry Perkins as well. So we got a crew. We should have lots of candles available for anybody that's looking for them.
Now, if somebody wants to make a donation, talk about where those contributions will go.
For several years now, we've partnered with the Canadian Mental Health Association. They utilize the funds that we're able to give them to help some of their clients with some of their programs that they don't receive funding for, and so they have to scramble with a fairly short budget. So the money we can give certainly helps them out a great deal. I know they're always really appreciative.
How can we order ice candles so we can get them out to the Dryden Cemetery on Christmas Eve?
You can contact David or myself. David's at 220-4640 and myself at 223-5132. Leaving messages or talking to us as well. We will be putting up some posters around town, and that information will be available. And I know you're going to be kind enough to put some stuff on your website and people will be able to find us.
That's right, Tom. We will have it up there, the contact information for our listeners to be able to contact you and David to order ice candles. You've got a cutoff date again to when things have to be processed.
We'd like to have the last day to order the candles for the 20th of December. That gives us time to, you know, get them out to the individuals that are left, and really doesn't leave us a lot of time to make more if we're running out of inventory. So that's the date we've chosen, and not that you can't try after that, but and obviously there'll be no weather. There are no weather guarantees for sure, but certainly we can't assure that we'll have some later on. So sooner the better.
Cash, obviously, checks a possibility?
They are. If they wanted to utilize a check, it'll be made out to the Canadian Mental Health Association. Or if you trust us, you can make it out to us, and then we'll cash that check, and then we forward that on to the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Tom Riley, my guest this morning, the Festival of Lights, Christmas Eve at the Dryden Cemetery. Tom and David Rain and company doing their best to make sure that it's more successful than the last year, relying on, of course, Mother Nature to help out as well. Tom, anything else before we let you go?
Looking forward to people, you know, getting out to the cemetery and lighting it up. It is, if you've never been, it's absolutely gorgeous when it's all lit up. Hopefully the weather helps us by, one, being able to make the candles, and then, two, it's not so bitterly cold or windy the night of Christmas Eve when everybody's there to light them up. If you get a chance, even just driving by is just absolutely gorgeous.
Tom Riley for Dryden's Festival of Lights, my guest this morning. Thanks very much, Tom, for coming in.
Thanks, Richard.